Hey everybody, Josh Peck here. So Kanye West has been banned from a radio station because the left doesn't believe in free speech. It's another amendment. I don't want to focus so much on Kanye West, even though it's hilarious and just what an amazing time to be alive. If you've been following this Kanye stuff, it is equally hilarious and awesome. And now, you know, there's different ways to look at it. I know that some are like, well, who cares? Exactly. That's why it's so funny. But it really has forced the left to kind of tip their hand, like they haven't been doing that anyway, on how they really feel about, black people, about people who want to just say what's on their mind, about the freedom of speech. And it makes me wonder, if there is going to be a second civil war, will it be over guns or might it be over speech? You know, might it be over speech? If they repeal the First Amendment, or if they went and tried to, again, you know, we did a video recently on what that would actually take to repeal an amendment. It's a lot. It takes a lot. You need something like 35 or 38 states to go along with it. And even then it's tough, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen. It would just be really, really difficult. But, you know, apparently this news station, or radio station, excuse me, a Detroit radio station, said that it's going to ban Kanye West's music over controversial comments that the rapper made earlier, that slavery was a choice. Now, for people who follow the left's narrative on what he meant when he said that, it shows how intellectually dishonest some people can be. When you actually watch the interview and said, you know, 400 years of slavery, that sounds like a choice. He wasn't saying that the slaves from, you know, in America's past, that they chose to be slaves. And he even clarified that later. But of course, the left doesn't care about facts. They care about emotion and they care about what sounds inflammatory. He was saying that he doesn't think people should be boxed in, made slaves to one way of thinking. And then he even went and said, he even used the analogy of a prison, because it made more sense. And he thinks that people, regardless of race, should be able to think whatever they want, have their own ideas. And of course, he's absolutely correct. It blows my mind that this is as big of a controversy as it is. It should just be, okay, some rapper said some stuff. Great. You know, who cares? But this is totally blown up. It's been this big ongoing thing. It is kind of funny, but again, it really shows how disconnected the left is with reality, that they can't emotionally or maturely handle the idea of a black person having some conservative views or liking the president. It's too much. I can't connect with that, you know, with that level of, you know, I'll call it insanity. I've tried to logically put myself in that place. Like how would your brain have to work? Like what sort of things would you have to think to get to that point? And I can't get there. Usually when it comes to leftist stuff, I can, not that I agree with any of it, but I can understand the arguments. You know, that's actually, there was a study done, a reputable study done that actually showed that conservatives understand liberal arguments better than liberals understand conservative arguments. And it's because conservatives generally look at facts, and objective evidence, empirical data. We look at that stuff, whereas usually on the left, it's more emotionally driven, just what feels right. And if you don't agree, then they get angry, and it's a lot of immaturity. So like, for example, and I've said this in another video too, I understand the pro-choice argument. I just hate it and disagree with it. Wholeheartedly am disgusted by it. I'm totally pro-life. I'm always going to be. But I understand their point of view, but I also understand the logical fallacies that come into play. Matt Walsh has actually brought this up in his videos. You know, you could have an endangered, like bald eagle egg or something. And if I were to crush that, then that's illegal, even though it's just the potential for life. you know, according to the left's standards. But for a mother to kill her baby in the womb, then that's totally fine. You know, so there's logical inconsistencies there. You know, why is it okay with the endangered species? Is it just because it's an endangered species? You know, why should that matter? Shouldn't human life be above animal life? You know, we should respect animal life, sure. But if we are going to protect animal life over human life, that is deranged. You know, that doesn't pan out when you think about it. And when you're intellectually honest with the matter. So it's the same here with this freedom of speech stuff. Now, this radio station, I'm sure, played Kanye West's music before he made these points. It's the same music. But now they're not going to play any of it because the artist has different opinions. For one thing, why should that matter anyway? It's almost like the people that said, Bill Cosby's character, you know, Dr. Huxtable, that character now is ruined because of what Bill Cosby did. No, it's not, because it's a character that he played. You know, it's a character. You watch TV shows because you like and can identify with the characters, not the actors themselves. Like most, if that were the case, I would never watch any TV or movies because they're all liberals. They're all they're all, in my opinion, idiotic when it comes to politics. But I don't watch them for that. Like one actor that I really like his work. I'm going to forget his name. Michael Shannon. I really like his acting ability. I think he's a phenomenal actor. Everything I've seen him in, he's just knocked it out of the park. But I hate his politics. I mean, he has the worst politics. He likely, if he knew me, he likely would hate me as a person because I'm a Trump supporter. Like, he's very anti-Trump, and anybody who's for Trump, he's just like, he basically hates. He's went on record to say some pretty horrific stuff. But I don't watch movies because I care anything about the actor's politics. Who cares? I watch him because I like the characters and I like his acting ability. You know, I watch him act because I want to see him act, not because I care anything about his politics. Now, it should sort of be the same with this Kanye West stuff. You know, people should listen to his music because they like his music. I personally don't. It's not my thing. But it shouldn't really matter what his politics are if you like his music, because that's the art, that, if you can call it that. You know, that's the art that he's creating. Right. But this Detroit radio station has said, well, you know, enough of all that. So hosts Shay Shay and Big of 105.1 The Morning Bounce has made the announcement like last Thursday or maybe a couple Thursdays ago on Facebook with the hashtag Mute Kanye. Really? Mute him because he doesn't agree with you? That is absolutely somebody wanting to live in their own echo chamber. Quote, Kanye has gone too far, end quote, with his latest comments, they said. They wrote that they are refusing to give him a platform, like he needs it. Like that's going to make any difference whatsoever. One radio station in Detroit's not going to play his stuff, so what? But that's according to the New York Post. Quote, we don't want to hear Kanye's music. We don't want to play Kanye on our show. We don't want to talk about Kanye anymore. So we are taking a stand and we aren't playing his music anymore. We are refusing to give him a platform, end quote. Now, they're totally free to do that. They can do that. It's fine. It's their radio station. If they want to run it into the ground by choosing based on politics what music gets played and not based on actual good business practices like what's popular at the time, if they want to do that, they can run the radio station into the ground. They're free to do that. But it does show the mentality of the left. Of wanting to shut down people that they don't agree with, instead of coming up with arguments that you could actually learn something from. You know, they won't do that. We do that. We as conservatives do that. We come up with a whole bunch of arguments that go against their. But see, that's the difference between conservatives and liberals or leftists. Conservatives don't want to shut up leftists. Or liberals. We don't want to take away their platform or to tell them that they can't give their views, because we believe in the freedom of speech. They can go up on stage and they can make a fool out of themselves and talk about how great abortion is or whatever, and they can make themselves look like idiots. We don't want to shut them up, but they want to shut us up. That's a big difference. We want to have a debate. We want to have a free exchange of ideas. We want to show how our ideas are superior to theirs. It's just how it is, you know, because we don't have to react emotionally to get our point across. We can just show logically, here's what leads us to our conclusions. And it makes sense. They are unable to do that. So they'll get snarky or emotional. Basically, they act like babies. But that's probably it. I mean, there's a whole article about it, but it's just that's basically the story. And again, it's just really really does show what we're up against with the left. And it makes me wonder too, how can we ever bridge this divide, or should we? Should we even bother? Should the country just always be split? I would never advocate us reacting or constructing any kind of argument based on emotion and purely emotion and not facts. You know, we need facts because objective facts should be the one thing that we can all agree on. But the reason the left rejects that is because they know that if they did submit to objectivity, they would logically end up where we are already on a lot of issues, like abortion and things that they want. A lot of issues they would have to. But that's why they shun objective truth. They don't want anything to do with it. They would rather scream at the sky when Trump gets elected or something. So anyway, I want to know your thoughts about this. What do you think of Kanye? I really don't know much about him. I heard one song that he did with Katy Perry one time, Extraterrestrial. I thought it was terrible. But you know, that's just me. I'm kind of more of a grunge rock guy anyway. Curious to know what you think. Leave me a comment. And if you could, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free stuff. Free videos, free podcasts, lots of free stuff. Now, the reason that it's able to stay free is because some very nice people at my audience has chosen to donate financially, and that is incredibly helpful. And that's why I haven't had to go to a subscription service or anything for these videos and charge you guys money to be able to watch them. So I want to keep it that way, and I want to update this equipment. I'm happy to announce we're going to be able to get a couple new cameras. That'll be nice. And then after that, the next goal is to work on the audio. Then after that, we'll get some kind of set that's not my basement. So it'll be good. It's a fun ride, and I appreciate everybody that has donated. If you can't afford to donate, you can donate your time by sharing this video and leaving comments. And especially if you're on Steemit or DTube, you can give me an upvote. That actually does generate revenue. That actually does help financially, and it doesn't cost you anything. Or if you can only donate $1 or $3 or $5 a month, you can go over to patreon.com/Josh Peck, and if you donate there, for as little as $1 a month, you become a Peck patron, and you can even you'll get entered into contests. You can win contests. All the prizes and everything is listed on patreon.com/Josh Peck. You can get free books even, so you'll want to check that out. All right, well, I am signing off. Thank you all so much. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think. And until next time, love y'all. Take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/ Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.